Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion, Lady A, Riley Green, Ashley McBride, Brothers Osborne, Walker Hayes, all hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center, Saturday, May 4th, stream only on Hulu, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Let not your heart be troubled. You are listening to the Sean Hannity Radio Show podcast. Hey, like most of you, I had, not have, had trouble sleeping, but I sleep better than ever. And you know what? It's all because of a pillow. Mike Lindell's My Pillow has changed my life for the better, and it works. What makes My Pillow so different is their patented adjustable fill. Now, you can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual comfort need and get the support you absolutely must have. And that means you fall asleep faster, you stay asleep longer. It just works. Now, millions of people have already discovered that MyPillow works for them, and now it's time for you to experience MyPillow for yourself. Just go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Sean, and when you do, Mike Lindell will give you his best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Now, MyPillow is made in the USA, has a 10-year warranty, and a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. So get started and get the sleep you crave and deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity, and get Mike Lindell's special 2-for-1 offer. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Sean. All right, glad you're with us. Happy Monday. Wow, we're working on two big stories today. All right, the shutdown that was never going to be a big deal, and I told you that all the hype that the news media was putting up, 48 hours, 22 minutes, and 19 seconds. The doom, the gloom, the thought of it. Government doesn't shut down, ever. It's like this big, looming, never-ending harassers of the American people. Now, we've got good people in government. Anyway, so it never shut down. The reviews are now in, and they're not good for the Democrats. Politico, and if you watch the media today, it's like they're depressed. They're sad. They wanted the shutdown. They wanted Trump blamed for the shutdown. And the media is upset. And Nancy Pelosi is upset with Schumer. And the Democrats in the House are upset with Schumer. Anyway, I'm not going to spend all that much time because I have so much new information I've got to pass on to you about Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and the abuse of our intelligence community and the weaponizing of the tools of intelligence, not only to influence the election, but to spy on an opposition candidate in an election year, and also to spy on a president-elect and his team. This, I've told you, it makes Watergate look like, you know, kindergarten or nursery school. Now, just like with Watergate, where they had 18 minutes missing of tape, we have, what, 5 months worth of missing text messages. I'll get to that in a second. Politico is highlighting, their article says that Schumer, shutdown Schumer, got rolled in all of this. The Democrats lost the shutdown war, and that much was obvious when they voted to reopen the government with little to show for it. They had vowed for weeks not to back any funding bill without a bipartisan agreement to protect so-called dreamers. They never would have won. Never. So they shut it down over a weekend, which was meaningless. And the other thing they didn't count on is that the president, as well as Mick Mulvaney, were not going to try and purposely hurt the American people and let them feel the impact as much as it had happened in the Obama shutdown year of 2013. So that wasn't going to work. It never was going to work. So it never was the big deal that the media was making it out to be. Even if it was a full-on shutdown, it would not have been a big problem. But the Schumer shutdown stuck, and it was done for purely political reasons. And even the AP is referring to it as Schumer's cave. Shutdown deal puts a spotlight on Schumer. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Trump is now saying the Democrats have come to their senses on the shutdown. There were 16 Democrats who opposed ending the shutdown. And, of course, you know, all the predictable left-wing lunatics in the Senate. And but there's no doubt that they got blamed here. One interesting side note to all of this is, you know, the nutball wing of the Democratic Party, which is pretty much the whole party. They're now enraged over Chucky's decision here, shut down Schumer, to accept the president's proposal to end the shutdown in exchange for a promise to vote on immigration. We're already going to have that vote on immigration. Schumer got nothing. I don't see that there's any reason. I'm speaking personally and hearing from my members, Pelosi says, to support what was put forth. She said at a briefing shortly before Schumer signaled the Democrats would agree to it. Anyway, it's official. Chuck Schumer is the worst negotiator in Washington, even worse than Trump, said Murshid Zahid, political director of Credo, a progressive advocacy group. Any plan to protect dreamers that relies on the word of serial liars like Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, and Donald Trump is doomed to fail. So they're all freaking out on the left that they gave in on this whole thing. And the media tried their hardest to blame all of this on Trump. It was never Trump. It just they tried hard. And the Hill says the left is now saying pretty much that the Democrats caved on the shutdown. So it's pretty universal at this point. And so, yeah, OK, by February 8th, we're going to have a debate on issues involving immigration. By the way, that's the important debate, because the president needs to get funding, complete funding for the wall. Republicans, you better get complete funding for the wall. You better end chain migration. You better go to a merit-based system. And you better look at recent events as the means to justify why you would do all of those things. All right, but this is not the big story of the day. All right, so let's go back and let me set the table for you. So we know about the dossier Hillary Clinton bought and paid for. Well, I'll take it back a step further. Imagine Donald Trump had rigged a primary with the DNC, in his case, the RNC, to rig the primary election against the 16 other opponents that he had. And that it's not even an issue in dispute. Just read Donna Brazile's book. And she uses the term rigged and the pain that she had when she made a September 2016 call to Bernie Sanders. Yeah, everything you thought is true. And I can't believe there aren't more angry Democrats about that, but that's their problem. Then imagine, you know, because the Clintons are good at rigging everything. Then you have a bunch of characters all working to rig the email server investigation in her favor. And that's where the Peter Strzok, James Comey, when they were writing an exoneration months before they even interviewed Hillary, you know, that's rigged too. Just like it, we now know that Loretta Lynch was in on the rigging with Strzok and Comey. And I'll explain why in a second. Remember that the FBI agent Peter Strzok hates Donald Trump. His FBI lawyer mistress hates Donald Trump, Lisa Page. They're at the center of everything. Now, we know the text messages that were previously released, and there's 9,600 more of them, we hope. We remember Strzok wrote Page and said, "I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way he gets elected. But I'm afraid we cannot take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. So Hillary fixed the primary with Comey and Strzok and Loretta Lynch and her husband. Then they fixed the email server investigation, exonerating especially Comey, Strzok and Loretta Lynch, exonerating Hillary before they investigate Hillary. Well, now we've got the next step in all of this, and it's pretty shocking. We've got more text messages that were released between Peter Strzok and his mistress, Lisa Page. And these newly released texts make it amply clear that the FBI and the Justice Department officials appointed by Obama pretty much single-handedly destroyed the FBI's reputation for integrity.
And thanks to these new texts, it's now apparent that the upper echelons of both agencies, as I have been telling you, are now in dire need of a complete top-to-bottom house cleaning. And by the way, at some point, the FISA law is going to have to be revisited so we don't abuse it again in the future. And if the Justice Department and the FBI are ever going to regain, you know, a modicum of respect they once deserved and had from the American people, you know, then, you know, these people in this criminal conspiracy must absolutely, beyond any shadow of a doubt, we've got to be charged and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And I am talking about Loretta Lynch, the Deputy Attorney General Bruce Orr. I'm talking about James Comey. I'm talking about Andrew McCabe. And I'm talking about Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. And I want to know Rod Rosenstein. He has to go, too. They not only have to go, they have to be investigated. And there are a lot of charges that will be brought into play if it's done right. But thanks to the latest batch of Strzok Page text messages, we now have smoking gun, incontrovertible, irrefutable evidence that Loretta Lynch and James Comey engaged in what would have been a criminal conspiracy to obstruct justice. And it's now clear they rigged the investigation into Hillary's email server, which by extension was an attempt to rig the presidential election to keep somebody that should have been charged in the race so that they could defeat Donald Trump. Now, even if the bogus Russiagate allegations against Trump were true, and they are not, it still wouldn't be a hundredth as serious as having two of the most senior law enforcement officers in the nation attempting to rig a presidential election by ignoring and in some cases destroying, and I'll get to the destroyed evidence here in a minute, against the candidate they so obviously supported. Anyway, so we got 400 pages of additional text messages. There's 10,000 total, a lot more to go. And one of the newly discovered messages is a blockbuster. One exchange between Strzok and Page. It was July 1st, 2016. That's literally 3 days. Remember that Strzok and Comey had been writing Hillary's exoneration now for months. But 3 days before they interview Hillary and other key members in the investigation, it was ready. The fix was in. They had already written the exoneration. Anyway, then Attorney General Lynch's decision to accept the FBI's conclusion. That was dated July 1st. So Loretta Lynch was in on all of this. After all, and Lynch's announcement came just days before it was revealed. Remember, she came out. She said, I'll accept the FBI's conclusion, because she knew what the conclusion was. And she made that statement. That was days after it was revealed that she met Bill Clinton on the tarmac. So Strzok texts Page, timing looks like hell. And then here we go, the smoking gun. Yeah, that is an awful, that's awful timing, Page agreed. And then said and added, it's a real profile in courage since she knows no charges will be brought. She knows the fix is in. That single sentence shows that she knew and Loretta Lynch knew that the email server investigation was in. And if Page knew, then her boss Andy McCabe knew. And if McCabe knew, then Comey knew. And if Lynch and Comey knew, it's very hard to believe the White House had no idea what's going on. Now, here's the more interesting part of it. We now are missing 5 complete months of text messages, and we just found out Saturday, of text messages between Strzok and Page. The timeline is the most critical 5 months in what would be going on in this whole thing. From 12/14/2016 to May 17, 2017. Oh, let's see. During that time, the president was claiming he was wiretapped. Love to hear what they had to say about that. During that time, the Steele dossier was in play. During that time, Flynn was interrogated by Peter Strzok, among others. During that time, James Comey was fired. During that time, the day before, all of a sudden, the messages start coming back, May 17th, the special counsel was appointed. Then May 18th, the day after, all of a sudden, now the messages start coming back. If you believe these weren't purposely deleted, let's see. We've got the IRS, Lois Lerner. No, we can't find those emails. Hillary Clinton subpoenaed 33,000. They're deleted. Then they're bleach bit and acid washed. And then, of course, the devices are hammered to death. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz, her IT guy, you know, we got broken up hard drives there, too. Do you see a pattern of behavior? It's called obstruction of justice. and it's getting worse by the second. I'm going to tell you what needs to happen when we get back. This is unbelievable. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Don't waste any time, by the way, in 2018 finding a new job. Go to our friends at ExpressPros.com to find great local jobs in your area. Now over 800 locations. ExpressPros.com. Never pay a penny if you are a job seeker. Now, I want to just say, imagine for a second here. Let's just take it another way. You know, we'll forget about Hillary rigs an election. Imagine if Donald Trump did it. If you had an attorney general, an FBI director, and FBI officials exonerating Trump without an investigation, they'd be outraged. If you had Trump paying for Russian propaganda and lies, there'd be a hell of a lot of outrage. If you had Trump using the information from the phony Russian lies and dossier as a means of getting a FISA warrant against Hillary, there'd be so much outrage in the media. Just unbelievable. It'd be the story of the day, week, month, year. It would be Watergate on steroids. What if we, if Mueller said, we can't find 5 months of Donald Trump's text messages? We can't find Paul Manafort's text messages. We can't find General Flynn's text messages. You think it would be a bigger deal in the media than it is now? Because, well, I have 1, 2, 3 televisions in front of me, and I don't see anybody talking about what we're telling you. Lisa Page, Strzok, acknowledging that, in fact, Comey and Strzok, Loretta Lynch knew about, you know, the whole email investigation was fraudulent, phony, rigged, and fixed. And just to boot, now we have 5 months of missing text messages between the two lovebirds. You know, now we've got our Watergate 18 minutes of erased tape, if you will. Now, there are forensic experts, we'll talk to some later in the program, that are, and people telling me that these should be very easily recovered if we only have the phones. Now, I'm assuming that the text messages came from the phones. So if they have the phones, you know, we've got to give it to the best forensic people to dig down deep and see if they can find it. But how convenient that the 5 missing months are the 5 critical months where all of the shenanigans were happening. You know what this means? It is a conspiracy to obstruct justice is what it is. People are going to jail. Stay tuned. We were right. The media was wrong. All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. 800-941-SHAWN is our toll-free telephone number. Schumer shut down the Schumer cave. I predicted it was going to. He had no leverage. He didn't have any leverage whatsoever. And I think Politico's right. Schumer got rolled. The AP, Schumer caved. Politico, Trump is right. The Democrats have come to their senses because at the end of the day, there was nothing they can get out of this. And here's the thing. Trump was not going to stop working. He was not going to stop tweeting and just keep making it a big day, you know, on his end. Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats are acting all angry at the Senate Democrats. Apparently, liberal Dr. Joe Scarborough over with his wife, Dr. Mika, this president who has been looking forward to a government shutdown back in the fall. I don't know what's happened. Well, I do know what's happened. You know what the thing is?
Wait. Do you want to hear his new song?
No, I really don't. I really don't.
That's right. That's how you start.
You know what I can't stand in life? Kill it. You know, there are some people in life that are wannabe presidents, like all those people in Washington. They all think that they're good to be president. And they can't take that Donald Trump's president. They still can't recover. Just like the media is like crying today that Schumer caved on the shutdown. And then you got another group of people that are wannabe athletes for the rest of their lives. They're going to be, you know, 68 years old playing softball every Sunday. Now, some play for fun, but then there's always the one intense guy that like is diving in headfirst, pretending to be Pete Rose. And he busts his hand and he pulls his calf and he
he pops his calf and he, you know, Achilles heel goes, everything happens.
He never needs to worry about that because, you see, Joe Scarborough has a full head of hair to break his fall.
See, you actually were a real singer in a real band that was really successful. How much did you get on your average gig every weekend, your band?
I was paid very little.
All right, stop. How much did you charge? Like 10 grand, right?
I'm not talking about these numbers.
You charged serious money because yours was a really good band and you were the lead singer.
It was a 12-piece band and we traveled up and down the East Coast.
And you did it for many, many years and you're a really good singer. I only wish that we could take, you know, Build Me a Buttercup from the Linda Party of Christmas and send it out. I still have it, by the way.
What happens at Christmas parties stays at Christmas parties.
Well, I don't know. It said Linda's party. It didn't say Christmas party. It said Linda's party.
Happens at Linda parties stays at Linda parties.
How does Linda throw parties with the boss's money? How did that happen?
Very carefully.
Then how come it's not my party?
You were invited.
I'm invited. I'm paying the bill.
There was also a sign made for you in your honor.
No, it was
beautiful.
All right, can we stop the sisterhood
Someone
here for a second?
Someone actually stole it.
Now that you're about to marry her brother.
Somebody, did you know that?
No, and who cares if
Someone
they stole it?
Someone stole that picture.
Well, you invited thieves then to
we
the
did.
Party. What do you want
Terrible.
Me to do? I had nothing to do with the guest list. I was told to show up to the party, which I did.
Now you want no part of it.
And I stayed longer than any other event, and I still got crap when I left.
Next year, we're going to let you plan it. I'm sure it'll be
I'm not planning
as fun.
The party. I'll hand it off to you. You plan the party. Anyway, so now the FBI lost the text messages from the anti-Trump conspirators, Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. I mean, on the top of the revelation, Loretta Lynch knows the fix is in on Hillary's email probe. We find out this morning the FBI is claiming they somehow managed to lose, you know, 5 months of text messages between Peter Strzok and his mistress girlfriend, Lisa Page, during the critical 5 month period, you know, literally up to the day Robert Mueller's appointed. Now, did they use hammers or bleach bit? That's all I want to know. The FBI didn't retain the text messages exchanged between the two senior officials. This is the tip of the spear here. Involved in the probe of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump for this 5 crucial month period leading up to all this. In a letter, FBI director Christopher Wray, Ron Johnson asked the FBI to explain in more detail why it did not preserve text messages between Page and Strzok between December 14th and May 17th, December 14th, 2016, May 17th, 2017. So much occurred during those months where all of a sudden Strzok and Page, the texts aren't retained. Now, then the FBI director was James Comey up until May 9th when he was fired. That also includes that period of time. He met repeatedly with President Trump. The Russian probe intensified during that whole time and began to focus on General Michael Flynn. And in early May, Trump fired Comey. Now, the FBI previously informed the Justice Department many FBI providing, you know, Samsung 5 mobile devices. Now, they're trying to blame Samsung here. I have an idea. Let's let Samsung and their experts try and go back and see if they can forensically find the missing 18 minutes or the missing text messages for 5 months. They said didn't capture or store the text messages due to misconfiguration issues related to rollouts, you know, provisioning and the software upgrades that were going on and conflicted with the FBI's collection capabilities, according to a Justice Department. Well, I don't believe in any of this crap. I think we're being lied to. I think this is the equivalent of an 18-minute gap in the Watergate tapes. So let me help Director Wray of the FBI go to Google and search these words. Retrieve deleted text messages on Samsung 5. Or better yet, get on the phone instead of blaming Samsung. I would ask Samsung to assist you in finding the 5 months worth of deleted or bleach bit text messages. And I'm just pretty sure we're going to find dozens of applications and programs that will bring those text messages back to life. I've had to do this in my own life, and forensics on phones actually works. And if that doesn't work, why don't you just go to the FISA court like you did in the General Flynn case and get a warrant for the NSA to unmask everything they collected from Peter Strzok or Lisa Page? We can go that route. And then you can claim that the FBI couldn't find the text messages, and so we could find them that way. Or if Bill Binney is right, that everything we text, every email we send, everything that we, you know, basically is encrypted and is all stored anyway.
So let's go to the metadata storage facility somewhere in Utah or elsewhere and find it there. But get those phones. How about letting Samsung, instead of trashing them, how about let them help you find it? Get the phones, give them to a 15-year-old, some high school kid. I bet those text messages will reappear faster than it'll make your eyeballs spin. I mean, it's really unbelievable that this is now. Now, I'm going to tell you something. They are now entering the stage where the cover-up is worse than the crime. And the crime is pretty darn bad. Now, it's just a matter of who's involved in that part of it. Now, we do have Congress, by the way. They have to subpoena the cell service. I mean, that's just obligatory, but the chances are the cell service company is not going to have those text messages stored. If it was an email, there'd be a greater chance that they'd have it. And they got to get the FBI to perform a full forensic exam on the employee's phone, see if they can recover the messages that way. And actually, I think my idea is just pick the random ninth grader. I think they'll be able to do it. But the FBI, you know, needs to get on the job. We're losing all hope and trust. I have an FBI buddy of mine that I was talking to. I said, do you think there's anything wrong in what I'm pointing out here? And he goes, nope. And then the response was that he and other agents, that they all believe if any of them have acted this way, that they would all have been fired and fired a long time ago. So you got the newly released text messages between the FBI lovebirds Strzok and Page. And it makes it very clear that the top FBI and Justice Department officials appointed by Obama pretty much single-handedly destroyed the FBI's reputation. But what they did here is even more sinister. The evidence in one case, you know, if we talk about Uranium One, I think the evidence is pretty overwhelming and incontrovertible. But the evidence in this one case, Hillary's email server scandal, 33,000 deleted emails, all right, that were subpoenaed by Congress. Then you've got on top of it the acid wash and the bleach pit. And then you've got on top of it, you got the devices destroyed with hammers. So you've got some very significant crimes that were committed. Mishandling of classified information is a crime. Destruction of classified information is a crime. Remember, go back to James Comey and Peter Strzok and his original exoneration. They talked about foreign entities having hacked into Hillary's email server in the mom and pop shop bathroom closet. You know, if they that information would have been available, I think we've been able to recover a lot of those. You know, how many times are we going to be told we can't find the emails or we can't find the text messages? How convenient in the Lois Lerner case that they eventually ended up paying people for and they eventually ended up apologizing to conservative groups for. By the way, I've been audited 3 times in the last year, and I'm told only recently were they resolved, the issues resolved, because I did nothing wrong, ever. And I believe it was a political deep state. Well, I have no evidence of that. It is interesting, though. We're hitting all these topics, and you get 3 audits at once, isn't it? Pretty amazing. By the way, being audited, now you got to pay lawyers. Now you got to pay accountants. Now you got to pay tax groups. Now you got to start paying through the nose, you know, when they come after you. It's ridiculous. You know, all you have to do with my tax case is look at the bottom line, look at the percentage I pay, and you say, wow, he pays his taxes big time. Oh, and I don't deduct my old underwear. Okay, he's clean. I don't try to deduct my old underwear. Anyway, so what the danger here is now the upper echelons in the Justice Department and in the FBI, you know, we need a cleaning. And let me tell you what needs to happen. It's what I said Friday. People like Page and Strzok fired immediately, and they need a full-fledged investigation. Then you need to get rid of Bruce Orr. He needs to be fired. Full-fledged investigation. Andrew McCabe, he needs to be fired and a full-fledged investigation. James Comey, can't fire him, but he needs to be investigated. I'm pretty confident now that he's committed a number of crimes. Then you got to take it from there. What did Rod Rosenstein know? Rod Rosenstein's in the middle of all of this. And as I said, this was all predicated on a phony, you know, trumped up investigation that has gone on for over a year with the media lying to you breathlessly and hysterically every day as it relates to Trump-Russia collusion. The only collusion that took place was Hillary and her bought and paid for Russian propaganda salacious dossier. That was the Russian propaganda. That was the attempt at collusion. And instead, they used that bought and paid for dossier as the basis to obtain a FISA warrant against an opposition party in an election year. Do you see how dangerous this is? They're abusing the powerful tools of intelligence to do these things. And then they're spying on a president-elect and his team then. And the only reason you've got these nothing, you know, absolutely meaningless Paul Manafort indictment, it has nothing to do with the Trump campaign and nothing to do with Russia. And poor General Flynn, I can tell you exactly what happened. You got Robert Mueller and his merry band of corrupt Obama Hillary donors and DNC donors. Well, they just went after General Flynn. And when he was, you know, the person that interviewed General Flynn when he supposedly lied to the FBI was Peter Strzok. He was one of two people. Here's Peter Strzok. You know, he interviews Hillary Clinton. But 3 days before, he and his girlfriend are saying, "Pah, the fix is in." And months earlier, he's writing an exoneration of Hillary. Our whole justice system has been co-opted by a bunch of extremists, radical extremists. And I'll tell you what happened in the case of Flynn. When Strzok interviewed him, they had already surveilled, unmasked, and had the raw intelligence. They knew what Flynn had said. Well, they never should have known what Flynn had said. And that then, therefore, became a perjury trap for General Flynn. Because if he misremembered, which is possible, I can't even tell you who was on the show Friday, or if he did lie, they've set up a trap because they knew going into the interview what he had already said because of illegal intelligence that they had gathered. And Peter Strzok at the spear, the tip of the spear in all of this, and his girlfriend, the tip of the spear in all of this. People need to go to jail. You know they're using the weaponries of intelligence now to elect presidents and take presidents down. And now, like Watergate, we have 5 months, a missing gap here, and it's all done so conveniently. Just like the 18 minutes of tape. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, we're going to talk to some computer experts about the forensics possibilities and getting these text messages, this five-month critical period with Strzok and Page back. Pretty unbelievable that we have to do that. A rare in-studio appearance I can see in the next room that the sisters are bonding in there, and that's Sarah Carter and Linda. And, of course, we have Sunshine in there, so they're ganging up against poor
Ethan. Were you trying to insinuate something?
No, I just see a lot of smiling going on.
Is there something you wanted to say?
Sarah Carter will join us. Also, Jay Sekulow is ripping about what has happened here with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. The fix was in. It was rigged. It was rigged from the beginning. We've been right. Your mainstream media has been dead wrong. And Matt Gaetz and Congressman Zeldin of New York and Congressman French Hill of Arizona all checking in with us today. Glad you're with us. 800-941-SHAWN, toll-free telephone number. And you can always get us on Twitter. I don't do DMs. That's where hacking occurs. At Sean Hannity. We'll continue. All right, the Schumer shutdown is the Schumer cave and capitulation. The Senate is voting now, in fact, for that very reason, and that is to reopen the government. And I told you it wasn't a big deal, but our really big story today is this latest information that I think is just beyond the pale. We have smoking gun texts that have been released by FBI lovebirds, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, that show that Comey and Strzok and Lynch rigged the Hillary Clinton email probe. Very quickly, if you go back to the original batch of text messages between Page and Strzok, you had the smoking gun that showed, quote, this is Strzok to Page. I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way he gets elected. But I'm afraid we cannot risk that or take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. Okay, so now we have the new exchange that was released just over the weekend where it shows between Strzok and Page. This is July 1st, 2016. Here's the context. Comey and Strzok had already been writing now for months the exoneration of Hillary Clinton in the email server investigation and taking out the key language that would have
been indictable that met the legal standard, gross negligence to extreme carelessness. And then they had been also taking out information originally put in there that foreign intelligence agencies got a hold of Hillary Clinton's emails. Anyway, so the latest one is July 1st, 2016. This is 3 days before they actually interviewed Hillary, but months after they started writing the exoneration of Hillary. Now, in this email, struck Texas Page and says timing looks like hell because he was referring to the tarmac meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch. And then she writes back, yeah, that's awful timing. And then adds, it's a real profiling courage since she, meaning Loretta Lynch, knows no charges will be brought. Now, remember, she had already announced, meaning Loretta Lynch, that she would go along with whatever the FBI recommended in that particular case. But Comey and Strzok had already put the fix in. And Loretta Lynch had said it's a matter. It's not an investigation. Loretta Lynch met with Bill Clinton on the tarmac. I mean, it's now very transparent what's going on here. And the worst part is we have 5 months of missing text messages now between Strzok and Page. And this would be between between 12, 14, 2016, May 17th, 2017. And these are the times the president brought up what we had reported a year earlier. Oh, he thought he was wiretapped. This would be when the Steele dossier came into play. This would be when the Flynn interview came into play. Remember, the interview took place, and it was Peter Strzok as one of the two people interviewing General Flynn. And I believe that they knew the information before they ever interviewed him. That's why they set a perjury trap for him. That would be during the period when Comey was fired on May 9th. And the special counsel, Mueller, was appointed May 17th. And magically, May 18th, oh, now the emails, the text messages start coming back in. Sarah Carter is with us. She has been at the forefront of this investigation from the very beginning. Investigative reporter at the Fox News Channel. How are you? By the way, rare in studio.
Oh, I know. It's great to be here. This beautiful studio.
I know. You, Linda, and Lauren, all BFF.
Yes.
All right.
And with the women.
With the, yes. Okay. All right. So we have the five critical months where so much happened is the five critical months that we don't have any of their text messages.
This is incredible. It's outrageous what I was told by a number of former senior FBI officials and some current FBI officials, that these text messages would have just disappeared into oblivion. One of the things, Sean, and you had just brought it up a few minutes ago, was the Flynn interview. Well, that happened on January 24th. Remember that? That's when Strzok and the other agent, and all I know about the other agent was that the other agent was on the Russia team, had gone to the White House under the pretenses that they were going to talk to him about other things and began to interview General Flynn then about his conversation with former Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak. So now you put that into play. He didn't have an attorney present. Now you look at these text messages, and it appears that Strzok and Page already knew what was going down.
I have been saying this is far worse than Watergate. Well, in Watergate, we had an 18-minute gap in the tape that had been erased. Well, now we've got a 5-minute gap with the tip of the spear, which is Peter Strzok that's involved. He interviewed Hillary. He wrote the exoneration with Comey. He interviewed Flynn. As a matter of fact, he's involved in everything.
He's involved in everything. And then you have Lisa Page, who's the attorney. She is an attorney at the FBI directly under Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who, by the way, is still at the FBI right now. We know they discussed him, and we believe they discussed him when they referred to Andy in their text messages. He's still there. He's apparently going to retire in March, but has not been fired. And there's a lot of concern with people within the FBI and people who are out of the FBI. And they're wondering, why is he still there and what's going on? And if he's being investigated and if his text messages are now being taken into consideration, has anyone seen those messages? And that's something that everybody's asking.
Well, I think all of which is important. I mean, we got to get to the bottom of all of this here. But now we have five critical months. But this is what we have. And imagine if this is Trump. Hillary rigs the primary. We know that's a fact. Hillary, through Comey, Strzok, and apparently now Loretta Lynch, had her email server investigation rigged. That means she gets to continue as a presidential candidate when she should have been charged, because the evidence in the email server scandal was overwhelming and incontrovertible.
Gross negligence.
Gross negligence, mishandling of classified information, obstruction of justice. It's all, she would have been charged if she was anybody other than Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely.
Then they tried to rig using this phony bought and paid for Clinton dossier
Then they used that to rig the general election by using salacious lies that they paid for against Trump. But even worse, then they go to a FISA court. This was the first big report you broke open. And they got a FISA warrant against the opposition party in an election year, Donald Trump, and then an incoming president, a president-elect.
Absolutely. And now look what's happening right now. Now we have the House Intelligence Committee ready to put out this memo. And apparently I've been told recently that it'll be about 2 to 3 weeks. I know that some congressional members are trying to push for this memo to be released earlier. But apparently it contains explosive evidence of FISA abuse within the FBI. And I want to know if they delivered false information to the FISC, which is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. If they did that, it could not only mean firings, it could mean criminal prosecutions.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you see, I think these are the key players. I think that McCabe needs to be fired and investigated. Strzok and Page, obviously, fired and investigated. Bruce Orr, fired and investigated. James Comey, investigated. He's not going to get fired. I think he's at risk of multiple felonies. And then never mind Hillary for a moment. And on top, Rod Rosenstein, in the middle of all this, and special counsel Mueller, the whole thing needs to be disbanded.
Well, because we got to ask ourselves, was Rod Rosenstein involved in reauthorizing those FISA surveillance warrants? We believe the timing shows he had to. I mean, we don't have positive proof of that yet, but what we know of is those FISA surveillance warrants were reauthorized again and again, and they were continuing to investigate the President Trump and members of his team even after the election. And you know what's even more concerning for me, Sean, is the fact that during those months of those missing text messages, remember the unmasking? That is when we discovered, and remember John Solomon and I wrote these stories about the unmasking. That's when it sped up. That's when the unmasking went into high gear. We have Samantha Powers with 300 unmaskings, although she's denying that she signed off on those unmaskings. We have Susan Rice. We have others within the Obama administration that had signed off on all of these unmaskings.
We know that Ben Rhodes did it? Or do we...
We suspect that Ben Rhodes was involved in it, and his name has come up several times.
Let me bring Greg Jarrett in. Greg, I don't mean to be so slow to get to you, but a lot of information today. 5 critical months. We have our 18-minute gap here, if you will, if we're going to use a Watergate analogy. But it's much bigger than Watergate, because we'd weaponize the intelligence community to literally go after opposition parties, candidates. And then we got FISA warrants being issued based on another party's bought and paid for lies.
There's a lot of corruption here, and a lot of crimes, as I see it. Not only obstruction of justice by members, high-ranking members of the FBI and the Department of Justice in clearing Hillary Clinton, but then launching a meritless investigation of Donald Trump for Russian collusion, trying to frame him for something he didn't do, and then spying on him, which is a violation of the law. If you go to a court to obtain a warrant based on a false document, that's a violation of 18 U.S.C. 242. It's called deprivation of rights under color of law. You cannot use your position as a government official to deprive somebody of their right or privilege protected by the Constitution.
Is there any doubt?
The right to privacy.
Is there any doubt in your mind that Loretta Lynch is now implicated in a massive scandal here, along with Strzok and Page? In other words, that they put the fix in with Comey as well?
The most recently,
yes,
you know, released exchange of messages seems to indicate it, that before even Hillary Clinton was interviewed, the message says, you know, Lynch knows that she's not going to indict Hillary Clinton. I mean, how could you do that before you interview the target of the investigation, unless the fix is in? So it seems to me the fix was in not just by Strzok and Page and McCabe and probably Comey, but the Attorney General of the United States as well, if these exchange of messages are to be believed.
What about, what about Rod Rosenstein's role in all this?
Well, based on one congressman who saw the 4-page intel document and said Rosenstein must be fired or resigned, I suspect that your hunch and Sarah's hunch is correct, that he kept on renewing the surveillance and the wiretapping. based on a document which on its face is false. That means Rosenstein should be fired. And if you fire him, you got to fire the guy who works for him, Robert Mueller.
Wow. This is getting huge. We'll take a quick break. More with Greg Jarrett, more with Sarah Carter. Rare in-studio appearance. We'll have full coverage of this tonight on Hannity. You don't want to miss a minute. This may be our biggest show tonight as we now, as I've said, the boomerang is in full effect. I've been predicting this is going to happen, and here we are. And it's amazing how wrong the rest of the media has been. All right, as we continue, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN. Don't miss Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, Fox News. Now we have more corroboration that the fix was in on the Hillary Clinton email server investigation. Only now Loretta Lynch is brought in with these new struck page text messages. But the real big issue is the cover-up's always worse than the crime, and you've got 5 critical months of text messages missing. Now I'm going to have an expert on Sarah Carter and Greg Jarrett stay with us. Forensically, this should be easy to recover. I know it's been done before. I know a case that it's been done.
You would think that it would be easy to recover, but I'm hearing a couple of different things. I'm hearing that the server actually never retained any of those emails for those 5 months.
What about the phones?
But, yes, the phones would retain those text messages unless the phones were wiped clean. Now, it doesn't mean that even if they're wiped clean that they can't find some way to get those messages back. Now, I've been told by forensic experts that there is always a way. Remember, this is a Verizon, and I don't know how long Verizon actually holds on to the text messages.
The telecom companies don't usually hold them long.
They hold them for about maybe a month.
That's it, maximum. Yeah. It sounds like an 18-minute gap to me when I look at this, Greg Jarrett.
Rosemary Wood, Nixon's secretary, who took the blame for the 18-minute gap in the Watergate tapes, which nobody ever believed just was an accident. And I don't believe this was an accident. Somebody, in my judgment, got rid of the most incriminating evidence of all. The only question now, as Sarah points out, is if can electronic experts really recover this? But I suspect if somebody was smart enough to get rid of it on the server, they probably got rid of it on the phones themselves, assuming those phones even exist.
Well, there's no other way they would have gotten the emails, I'm assuming. And now the question is Loretta Lynch's role in all this. Was she coordinating with Strzok and with Comey in the Clinton investigation? I think the answer is yes.
Well, somebody needs to question the former attorney general, Loretta Lynch. Somebody needs to talk to her. I suspect that the inspector general may expand questioning, and I'm sure.
Any chance the inspector general has them?
There's a good chance that the inspector general does not have them, because you would have to think of it this way. Unless the inspector general was in on if this was a fix, if this was a conspiracy to hide these text messages, as we suspect, as many people suspect, the attorney general would have to be in on it. According to my sources, he does not have them, and he revealed that. He believed that he had had all the text messages.
Exit question. Is this the biggest scandal, political scandal, far bigger than Watergate, what we know now, Greg Jarrett? I have no doubt myself.
It is, because it's an effort by high-ranking officials in the highest levels of government, the Department of Justice and the FBI.
To fix an election and undermine a president.
The electoral process, yes.
Sarah, 10 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think this needs to be thoroughly investigated, and people need to be questioned, and those questions need to be expanded.
All right, quick break. When we come back, we have a lot more. We'll check in with Jay Sekulow straight ahead.
Right now, we're encouraging members to come down and read the document. And then I'm Chairman Gowdy, Chairman Goodlatte, and I are working together to try to come up with a way forward.
Wonderful. How quickly can the memo be released?
If the committee votes, it could be released.
This memo must become public, that it alarms us greatly, and that I believe that the consequence of its release will be major changes in people currently working at the FBI and Department of Justice.
4 pages. You knew as soon as you read them and you think about this, is this happening in America or is this the KGB? That's how alarming it is.
And now, if you turn on any conservative media, they keep talking about this Nunes memo, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, that he's put out there, and many Republicans have taken a look at it. They want it made public. Can you tell us about this memo? What exactly is it?
It is essentially a set of talking points that the Republican intel staff drafted based on the highly classified materials, which most of the Republican members were forced to acknowledge they've not even read. So they don't know how distorted these talking points are. But it's part of the narrative they want to push out. And interestingly enough, they've made common cause once again with Russian bots, because Russian bots are pushing their narrative out there. It's in a redux of the campaign. We have Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and Russian trolls and bots saying, you know, hashtag whatever the GOP narrative is. That ought to tell you a lot about what's driving this, and that is,
why not allow people to look at it and let Americans make the decision for themselves about whether it's useful information or not?
Well, because the American people, unfortunately, don't have the underlying materials, and therefore they can't see how distorted and misleading this document is. The Republicans are not saying make the underlying materials available to the public. They just want to make the spin available to the public. And I think that spin, which is a fulsome attack on the FBI, is just designed to attack the FBI and Bob Mueller to circle the wagons for the White House. And that's a terrible disservice to the people, hardworking people at the Bureau. But more than that, it's a disservice to the country.
All right. I guess we're just too dumb to figure all of this out. I guess that's what that means in every stretch of the imagination. 24 now until the top of the hour. Getting to the bottom of all of this, how is it the most crucial time period? We have the two key players that are now suggesting that Comey and Lynch rigged the investigation into Hillary Clinton and her email server. How is it possible in those key months that from 12/14 of 2016 to the day before Mueller is appointed, we don't have any of those texts? But of the texts that we do have, it's pretty damning. And that is that one exchange between Strzok and Page references then Attorney General Lynch's decision to accept the FBI conclusion. Remember, it's a matter. It's not an investigation into the Clinton email server investigation. Lynch's announcement came days after she had met with former President Bill Clinton on the tarmac. Timing looks like hell, Strzok texts his mistress Page. Yeah, awful timing, Page agrees. In a later message, he adds, it's a real profile in courage since she knows no charges will be brought. Well, what does that suggest? That the fix was in from the get-go. Now, if you just, all you have to do is go back to the previously released text messages and in particular, well, I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, we believe McCabe's office, that there's no way he gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. Unbelievable. Anyway, here to help us sort through all of this and how to get answers, release the memo, hashtag release the memo, hashtag find the text. Anyway, is Matt Gaetz, congressman from Florida, Lee Zeldin, New York, and French Hill of Arizona all join us here. Thank you all for being with us.
Thanks, Sean.
All right,
Thank you, Sean.
Matt Gaetz, let's start with you. You actually took the time. You went over to see the memo. Now we discover this new text message, which shows that the fix was in yet again. It's not the first time. I mean, now it's just more blatant than ever. And then we have the crucial missing five-month period here, where that's when the Steele dossier came into play. That's when the Flynn interview came into play. That's when Comey was fired. And all of a sudden, the day after Mueller's appointed, then it starts showing up again.
Well, you're absolutely right, Sean. And here's the amazing coincidence that the American people would have to believe if they accept the FBI story. You'd have to believe that it was just a coincidence that only two or three days after President Obama ordered the intelligence community to investigate Russian influence in the U.S. election, that all of a sudden Peter Strzok and Lisa Page had their text messages go dark and become unavailable. And then you have to believe that that six-month period of darkness leads us right up until the day that Robert Mueller is hired. So their text messages when Comey was fired, we can't see them. Their text messages when the president was making the claims about being wiretapped by the government and Comey testifying before Congress that there was no such wiretapping, we don't get to see their messages then. So I just think that that would be the coincidence of all coincidences. I don't buy it at all. Some technology experts I've spoken with have said absolutely you can retrieve these text messages.
I know this for a fact.
Well,
where are those phones, number one? Who's in possession of them, number two? And have they forensically been tested, number three? Because forensically, they should be able to bring them back up. It took 2 years to get the Lois Lerner IRS emails back up, but we got them. And from everything I've heard, we've even recovered most, if not all, the 33,000 bleach-bit, acid-washed Hillary Clinton emails. So we do have that ability to get them, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's just preposterous to suggest that we can't get this information, and that's why the Congress has to utilize its full subpoena power, if necessary, to see that it happens. But before we get to my other colleagues who are on the line, I mean, we've just got to correct some of the things that Adam Schiff said in your last clip. He said that Republicans only wanted the memo released and were fighting against the release of underlying documentation. That is a lie. In the second line of the second paragraph of the letter that I sent to Devin Nunes, signed by 65 Republicans, we say that we not only are calling for the release of the memo, we're calling for the release of the information that supports those factual claims. And by the way, the reason that is in our letter is because Lee Zeldin demanded it. Lee Zeldin said, look, we don't want just a list of conclusions. We want to be able to show the American people the evidence, because what this will unlock will shake the consciousness of this country, Sean.
Congressman Zeldin, what did you think about what Congressman Gates just said?
Well, absolutely right, what Matt just said. It is so important that in addition to releasing the memo, that we also release the relevant material that is sourced in the memo. And some of the information is possible that maybe some might not want to release because it might be embarrassing or damning. And they might say that it would be revealing good sources and methods. Well, I don't have any issue at all with revealing anything that is showing bad sources and methods. And just because it might embarrass someone or be damning is no reason for us not to reveal it. It would play right into Adam Schiff's narrative and the liberal media and those who are trying to take out President Trump. If you just release the memo and we aren't continuing to call for all the underlying sourced material. Now, I know that Chairman Nunes, Chairman Goodlatte, Chairman Gowdy, they have been meeting, working on next steps for these next few days. They are going to do a great job. I'm confident of it. The American public wants to see the memo. We also have to make sure, in addition to calling for the release of the memo, that we're also calling for the release of the relevant source material that we can get released, so that people are seeing not just the memo itself, but the underlying sourced info. As far as the text messages, color me skeptical that these are even lost. They may be damaging. They may be damning. I don't believe that they're lost. I agree with Congressman Gates that it's going to be important that Congress use its subpoena power. I believe that we do need a forensic exam conducted of these phones to try to retrieve this information if it is actually lost, which, again, I'm highly skeptical of. But at the end of the day, this is information that I would imagine is not being released because it is damning and damaging, not as much so the argument being provided to us that the information's lost. It's hard to believe.
All right, Congressman Hill, I want to get your take on this memo and release the memo and find the text is what I'm putting out there, hashtags on Twitter and talking about on radio and TV. I did notice this weekend that you had retweeted me. What's your take on all of it? You went over there to see it.
Well, thanks for having me on. I thank my colleagues for being on the front lines of this debate. It should be made public, and I'd like to say that Devin Nunes and the Intelligence Committee has worked for months to craft this memo. I think they've been very careful, and contrary to what Adam Schiff said, about how to design and provide this information to members. And remember, this information is available to members on both sides of the Capitol politically. The Democrats have just not chosen to go down and study it. What I'd like to see is that we have the most expeditious process under the Intelligence Committee and the House rules for reviewing this memo for declassification and the supporting materials. The committee has some steps to have to take, and my constituents have consistently asked me, how do you release this material? How is it declassified? And so I know Devin Nunes has briefed the Republican conference on that committee process and then the opportunity for the executive branch, the President of the United States, to review the material to make sure that it's appropriate for declassification and it doesn't reveal sources and methods that are important to our national security. But I want to see that done in an expeditious manner.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue. 800-941-SHAWN is our toll-free telephone number.
We will vote today to reopen the government to continue negotiating a global agreement with the commitment that if an agreement isn't reached by February the 8th, the Senate will immediately proceed to consideration of legislation dealing with DACA. The process will be neutral and fair to all sides. We expect that a bipartisan bill on DACA will receive fair consideration and an up or down vote on the floor. Now, it's a shame, Mr. President, that the American people and the Senate have had to endure such hand-wringing, finger-pointing stridency to secure a guarantee that we will finally move to address this urgent issue. It is something the majority could have avoided entirely, a concern the President could have obviated if he were only willing to take yes for an answer. While this procedure will not satisfy everyone on both sides, it's a way forward. I'm confident that we can get the 60 votes in the Senate for a DACA bill. And now there is a real pathway to get a bill on the floor and through the Senate. It is a good solution, and I will vote for it.
All right, so now the headline on Political is Schumer gets rolled in this whole shutdown debacle, even Nancy Pelosi. I don't see any reason. I'm speaking personally and hearing from my members to support what was put forth. It's official. Chuck Schumer, the worst negotiator in Washington, even worse than Trump. And that didn't go over well. We continue. Matt Gaetz, Lee Zeldin is with us, and we also continue with French Hill of Arizona. Matt Gaetz. The bottom line is, if there's any deal on immigration, any deal, it's got to include funding and enough money for the border wall, period, ending chain migration and make it a merit-based system, doesn't it?
Well, of course, Sean. I mean, this last election wasn't about DACA. If it was, Hillary Clinton would have won it. I mean, the reason Donald Trump is the president of the United States today is that our election was about border security and having an immigration policy that put the interests of Americans first. This entire shutdown highlighted the real game plan of the Democrats, and it's not to fight for working Americans. It's not to fight for the American economy. Their top priority are the well-being of illegal aliens, so much so that they would put it over the funding of the government. Now, you know, do I think that there maybe is some DACA negotiation that the president can work out that leans into an America First ideology? I want to be open-minded, but the important thing to remember is that our true north, the reason our voters sent here, was to finally, after a generation of incompetence on both sides of the aisle, get this border secure, and those are the priorities we got to fight for.
And what do you say, Lee Zeldin?
It's so important that it includes the full funding for the border wall. Senator Schumer can play a game walking into the White House. He could say, I'm giving you your money, and it's actually a fraction of the money, not all of the money. And then he walks out, say, the president wouldn't be able to take yes for an answer. I also don't like seeing the attacks being made on the president and Stephen Miller, the people who are around him, who are fighting for these other priorities that are part of the immigration debate. President Trump and the people he's surrounded with are people who believe that every nation's backbone is its rule of law. They believe that a nation without borders is no nation at all. They believe that when you have a leak, the first thing you do, you turn off the faucet. You don't take out a mop. And it's important that all this other stuff gets done. Now, it's also critical that in these talks with people like Senator Lindsey Graham or Senator Jeff Flake, just because they sign off on a deal, that doesn't mean that
they're out of touch with their base. And just because they want amnesty and have wanted amnesty for years, this is about what the president ran on. And I say no deal unless you get wall, end of chain migration, merit-based system, and put this to rest forever. I got to let you all go. Thank you all for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. We're going to take calls when we get back. Also, the forensics, rediscovering deleted text messages. How easy is it to figure that out? Straight ahead. These new smoking gun texts between these two FBI lovebirds, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. And what does it show? How Comey and Lynch rigged the Hillary probe. But I think what's even worse than that is the FBI lost key texts as it relates to, you know, a very sensitive, important time frame. And here we go again. We have missing emails. We have bleach bit. We have acid wash. We have busted up, you know, mobile devices. And it goes on from here. Anyway, joining us now, Jay Sekulow. He's the chief counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, chief counsel to President Trump. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Trying to figure out again what seems to be an ongoing pattern and practice of the federal government, that whenever there's an inquiry or investigation or a matter, as they call it, the key dates, there's always something significant missing. And this is, again, no exception to that rule.
Well, it's happening again and again. How is it possible, and why hasn't anybody subpoenaed either the carrier for the text or the actual devices themselves so that forensically they could be recovered?
Well, they should. That, first of all, that should have already happened. So here's what you have, and I think it's important to put the time frame here clear for everybody. So this is the conversations via text messaging between Peter Strzok, who was the lead investigator on the Russia probe, but was also, before there was even a special counsel, he was the lead investigator within the FBI on the Russia allegations on collusion. And then Lisa Page, who ultimately became a lawyer within the special counsel's office. But look at the time frame of what happens to be missing. So they've got 10,000 text messages prior to the date of 12/14/16. And then from December 14th, 2016 until May 17th, 2017, they're all gone. Now let's look at what took place during that time frame. We know, according to media reports, in fact, that conversations that General Flynn may have had with government officials with Russia regarding transition matters, that may have taken place during that period. Media's report about that. Strzok was the one who ultimately interviews Flynn. Of course, those interviews, this is the time frame, folks. The Steele dossier comes out on January 11, 2017. No text messaging available between the two parties at issue here. Strzok interviews Michael Flynn on January 24, 2017. No text messaging between the two principals available then either. James Comey's fired by the President of the United States on May 9, 2017, something he had the constitutional right to do. No text messaging between the two principals. Completely gone. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is appointed on May 17, 2017. No text messaging available then, but text messaging available on May 18th, 2017, the very day after. So here's what you have. 5 months completely gone, vanished. Now, the intentional destruction of evidence is a felony. But how can you have a legitimate investigation going on when your principal investigator, now we cannot even find out what they were doing. Sound familiar? Put Hillary Clinton on the side. Don't forget, Sean, it was those IRS investigations that and that federal lawsuit that we filed that brought up, and we ultimately won, that brought up the missing emails from Lois Lerner. The IRS said for a year and a half they could not find them. So then you put the Hillary Clinton email investigation in there and the missing 33,000 emails. And now the missing text messages. Anytime there is a significant
investigation. I can add one to this.
Go ahead.
And the Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the hard drives were smashed in this guy's garage.
Right. Not available. So there should be, I think here's what needs to happen. I think inside the Department of Justice, somebody needs to be tasked with one job and one job only. What is going on here with the FBI? And he needs a team, and I don't think you have to go outside. I think this can be done inside. You get a lawyer who can, who, maybe a former judge, they bring them inside the Department of Justice to do this one thing. What is going on here? Because this puts a taint into the entire process. I mean, who would, let's go back another step. So during this same time period, and by the way, the references on the text messaging that comes out, again, it's Andy McCabe. Now, he's leaving now. Don't forget the Bruce Orr, who was the number four at the Justice Department, and his wife was working for Fusion GPS on the Russia probe, meeting with Chris Steele. And then we still have the memo that hasn't been released yet by Congress. You put all of this together, and the taint on this is very significant. And by the way, I'm talking about across the board, why would we accept that this can happen with our Federal Bureau of Investigation. And, you know, people talk about the deep state. Sean, this isn't deep. This is at the very top of these agencies.
Let me take it a step further here, because we know who the key players now are. And we also know that the Trump-hating FBI agent and FBI lawyer, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, who was his mistress, they're at the center of everything involved here. And in the earlier text messages, they called Trump an idiot, a lonesome human being, F Trump. We're supposed to have 9,600 more of these. We just found out, from what I understand, it was only announced on Saturday that they didn't have the text messages in this five-month period of time, conveniently lost, as you point out, during
the most significant,
and then we have Strzok writing Page. I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way he gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. Now, the insurance policy seems to be, you know, if we look at the whole thing in its context here, that this is the Trump-Russia collusion phony narrative.
Yeah, but Sean, you got it. I mean, all that's right. All of that's out there. All that evidence has been, that's what's been produced. But what we have to be focusing on right now, in my view, is what has not been produced. And that is the five critical months of this Russian investigation leading up to the appointment of a special counsel. The five, six critical months, nothing is available. The evidence is destroyed. The evidence is gone. So whatever they said publicly, they said publicly. And that raises a whole host of issues, whether they should have been on the investigative team, when they were taken off the investigative team, what happened to the information they gathered during that period. Those are issues that have to be dealt with, no question.
Why don't we have the memo released? And what do we know about what efforts have been made, what endeavors have been taken to find these text messages in this critical time? Because
we don't know what forensic evidence has been utilized to recover this. These messages are probably, look, the IRS said they lost 33,000 emails, thousands of emails. Ultimately, they were recovered. It took 2 years. So this is bureaucratic nonsense, but it may be a lot more than bureaucratic nonsense. For instance, was this a system-wide failure? Were system-wide text messages just wiped out? In other words, did every FBI agent's phone that was texting other agents involving other cases unrelated to this, were their systems wiped out too? And did the FBI not take emergency action to try to recover this information?
I want to know a lot of things here. And yeah. I said this on Friday night. Lisa Page and Peter Strzok need to be fired and investigated. Bruce Orr needs to be fired and investigated.
Why haven't they been? That's what I don't understand. What is it? I mean, I understand the civil service stuff, but what is it that just allows them to be reassigned?
Well, I don't. That's a great question. And by the way, Andrew McCabe, same thing. What I want to know.
He's leaving.
He's leaving, but he should be fired and investigated. And then I want to know what Rod Rosenstein knew and when he knew it. And I want to know if Rod Rosenstein extended this phony FISA warrant that was based on a Hillary Clinton bought and paid for phony Russian propaganda dossier. And I want to know if Rod Rosenstein extended that. Is that a good question?
Oh, those are all. Listen, every one of those questions are valid questions and they've got to be answered. But what I am wanting to focus on right now, because it is inconceivable to me that 6 months of evidence on the most, I gave you the list of the most critical things that were done during that period, gone. As if it doesn't exist. As if it never existed. Gone. Well, just gone. And it's a pattern in practice. It's the State Department. It's the IRS. It's the DOJ and FBI. And it's just not the way it's supposed to work in a constitutional republic. If you were to, could you imagine if somebody had subpoenaed records in a criminal defense case and asked for a record turnover and you're the defense lawyer and the 6 months they needed for their, you know, investigation, those are the only things that are gone. What do you think would be happening? What would the Department of Justice and the FBI be doing?
Don't we need to disband the whole special counsel and start with a new one? And I have a lot of questions I'd like to ask about it. And I think they're basic and they're fundamental. In other words, was there a conspiracy involved in this whole thing? Was there lying to the FBI? Was there lying to Congress? And in this particular case, I want to know if there was obstruction of justice. Was there an abuse of the FISA courts? Because it would seem...
Well, all of that has to come... I mean, look, everything you just mentioned, the FISA courts, the Fusion GPS matter, Now the missing documents. All of that is information that you have to get. The American people deserve an answer to. I'm not going to get into the special counsel situation. I'm going to say this very clearly, that all of this has to be answered. All of this, the American people are entitled to
an answer. Are we going to have to wait
answer.
2 years for these text messages
we
to show up?
We should not accept that. I had to go to federal court, as you know, Sean, against the IRS. And not only did we get an injunction against them and damages for our clients in a companion case, but the fact of the matter is the American people deserve more than this, and they deserve it now. This is unacceptable. You cannot have a technical glitch that affects two people or 10 people or whatever it is.
In a critical period of time. It's just not.
No. The critical period. Not a critical period.
It defies, all human logic that they just disappeared. I don't believe it. We're being
lied
to.
Nobody believes it. Nobody believes it. How can you believe it?
All right, stay right
there. So you got to get to the bottom of it. Yep.
All right, Jay Sekulow, American Center for Law and Justice, counsel to the president. All right, as we continue, Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice, and chief counsel to the president. All right, so now we have smoking gun texts that show that Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, that show Comey and Lynch rigged the Hillary probe. We kind of already put that together, didn't we?
Yeah, we knew that because what happened was, and this is important.
But this is smoking gun.
Yeah, but you've got well, here's what happens in these emails. These were the text messages that were released. So they said, did DOJ tell us yesterday that they were going to do this? And that is the whole situation with the changing or issuing the exoneration. So here's what we know. You know, Comey testifies in May and says of the year before and saying the year after saying, did you make the decision not to recommend criminal charges relating to classified information before or after Hillary Clinton was interviewed by the FBI on July 2nd? Director Comey's answer, after. We know that's a false statement because the document was circulating back in March, and there's this text message exchange about the changes in it, including removing the fact that there was a discussion with the a senior administration official, email exchange, which actually was President Obama. So we know that James Comey, under oath, was incorrect about that. But this whole thing's a put up. So this whole
process has been a put up. Let me read the important part. In the exchange between Strzok and Page, July 1st. Now it was July 4th weekend.
Right.
That they finally interviewed Hillary, but of course not under oath. But it referenced then Attorney General Loretta Lynch's decision. Remember, she met with Bill on the tarmac to accept the FBI's conclusion in the Clinton investigation. So the fix was in, is what they're saying. And Lynch's announcement came days after it was revealed that the Attorney General and Bill Clinton had that meeting. Timing looks like hell, Strzok texted Page. Yeah, that is an awful timing. In a later message, she added, it's a real profiling courage since she knows no charges will be brought.
Right. So it was that means that was a put up. But you also have a text exchange between Strzok and Page that says this. Now the pressure really starts to finish my MYE. MYE refers to mid-year exam. The mid-year exam was the, as Loretta Lynch wanted to call, the Clinton email matter. So he was under real pressure. And she writes back, it sure does. We need to talk about follow-up call tomorrow. We still never have, whatever that's referring to. But we do know that the MYE is exactly that. Exactly was the Clinton investigation. So here's what you have. You put all of this together, and amazing they have that stuff, right, Sean? We're able to find those. But the six critical months of the entire Russia collusion matter missing by the chief investigative agent for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Now, you tell me how that's okay. You can't.
It's not okay.
Right.
Well, the whole thing. Listen, if Donald Trump had rigged a primary election, if Donald Trump literally through his own campaign, through a lawyer, and then he was running the DNC as Hillary was running the RNC, as Hillary's running the DNC, and they funneled the money through a lawyer, and they rigged the primary, and Comey and Strzok rigged the investigation into the email scandal, and Loretta Lynch, we can add to that. And then they try to rig the election with a phony dossier, Russian paid-for propaganda. And then it's used as the foundation for a FISA warrant to spy on an opposition candidate in an election year and then an incoming president. You tell me the world wouldn't be up in arms, Jay Sekulow?
Oh, could you? Sean, if this was on the other foot, you cannot imagine. But meanwhile, I wonder if any network other than the ones we're on right now and that you that you'll be on, I'll be on with you tonight on Fox.
They're not going to be able to to ignore this much longer.
Well, they're going to, the shutdown is over because it never started. And we'll see. We will see if they will report missing evidence for 6 months.
All right. Thank you so much,
right.
Jay Sekulow. We'll see you tonight on Hannity. 800-941-SHAWN, a toll-free telephone number. We'll hit the phones when we get back. 800-941-SHAWN is our toll-free number. All right. 25 till the top of the hour. 800-941-SHAWN. Yes, Schumer rolled in the government shutdown. The government's back open. Did any of you notice it in any way? I'm told you it was hysteria, all the countdown clocks on, for Thursday and Friday and aches number, hours, minutes, seconds until the shutdown. Shutdown happens, and what happens if a tree falls in a forest and nobody notices? One of those moments. The bigger story today is the smoking gun texts between Peter Strzok and his mistress, Lisa Page. And they showed that James Comey and Loretta Lynch rigged the Hillary probe. Now, let's take you back in the previous dump of all of this. Then, of course, five months of missing texts. And it's timely. The timeliness of those 5 months are just key and crucial. This is Watergate all over again. This is now the wipe clean tapes in Nixon's taping system that we have before us. Anyway, if you go back earlier, we learned from the text messages, and there are still 9,600 more of them. Strzok writes to Lisa Page, "Well, I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way he gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. Well, we knew then that they had a plan B in the unlikely event Trump wins. But what is it? Now we've got new information today. And then, of course, you have one exchange between Strzok and Page. It's dated July 1st, 2016. Now, Hillary wasn't interviewed until the 4th of July. That's what the key timing in all of this. It referenced the attorney general's decision to, quote, accept the FBI's conclusion in the Clinton email server investigation. In other words, that it was fixed. Now, Strzok had been working with James Comey, writing an exoneration before the investigation. That goes back to early May. And that's crucial because he never interviewed the key people involved in that particular investigation, including Hillary. So here it is, 3 days before they'll interview Hillary Clinton. And then you have they're referencing Loretta Lynch's decision. She'll accept whatever James Comey says. Well, James Comey had already fixed it with Peter Strzok. Anyway, the announcement came days before it was revealed the attorney general and the former president, Bill Clinton, had that meeting at the tarmac in Phoenix. So Strzok text Page, well, the timing looks like hell. Yeah, that's awful timing, Page agreed. And it's a real profile in courage since she knows no charges will be brought. Well, how would she know? Well, she, of course, instructed James Comey to call it a matter, not an investigation. Do you understand the same woman that rigged the primary? The same woman, now we have a rigged investigation. They tried to rig the general election when Hillary's campaign and the DNC she's running bought and paid for Russian propaganda and lies that was later used as the predicate and the foundation to get a FISA warrant against then candidate and opposition party during an election and then a president-elect and his team. Now it gets worse than that. Now we find out that not only was the fix in, but somehow the FBI lost 5 months of text between Strzok and Lisa Page. 5 months. Well, that would be when the Steele dossier came into play on January 11th. That would be when Flynn was interviewed on January 24th. That would be a key period when Comey was fired on May 9th. That would be a key period when the special counsel was appointed May 17th. And that would be a key period when Donald Trump claimed that he was wiretapped. I think all of those things would have been important matters. Now the question is, how do we retrieve 5 months' worth of texts? Andrew Zeem is the founder and lead developer of BleachBit. Luke Chung is the president of FMS Inc., and both are well-versed in the retrieval and the forensics of getting information back that has, quote, been deleted. Thank you both for being with us. Andrew Zeem, it sounds like maybe a little bit of BleachBit was used here. Is that possible to use on an electronic device?
BleachBit itself isn't compatible with mobile devices, but there are tools that are similar to that. And even regardless of using that tool, just the fact that so many months has gone by, we've You know, it's been well over half a year since May 2017. Even just using the device on a daily basis is going to slowly erase those text messages by overriding that data.
Well, Luke Chung, we've talked to you many, many times before. Why is it this very critical 5-month period they're missing all those texts, considering, you know, this is the crucial period of time? Does that sound like an accident to you? It doesn't to me.
Well, thank you very much for having me back on again, Sean.
Yes, sir.
The technology here is different from emails. Emails are stored in a central server and are much more permanent. Text messages are on the sender's device. They go to some sort of telecom company, which then forwards it to the recipient's device, and usually the telecom company throws it away soon after they make that connection. So there's no permanent centralized storage where...
So if they subpoenaed the telecom company, it would probably be a waste of time.
Right, because, you know, they have no reason to store billions of text messages for no reason, right? Once you get it on your phone, why would they ever need to hold it for you? It's not like an email.
Right, so what are they usually saved for, 3 days in rotation?
It's usually saved to the extent that they send the message through. So, for instance, if the recipient's phone is off, the text message isn't lost. You know, Verizon or AT&T or whoever is holding on to that message, waiting until it can send it through. And once you connect, then it gives you the message. Some services may provide a way to deal with text messages on their website, so you don't even need a phone. So that would depend on what those people are doing.
But the likelihood that the telecom company has it are negligible, you're saying?
I would presume so, because there's no reason why they would want to keep it. Once they send it through, why would they? I mean, it's just a waste of space for them.
What about forensically the phone itself or the device itself?
Correct. So the phone, the sender's phone and the recipient's phone, would have those messages to the extent that they don't delete them.
Okay, if they delete them?
If they delete them, then they would could be on the little hard disk, but as we mentioned before, they would probably be overwritten over time.
And over time means they're probably long gone, considering the time period that we're talking about is 12/14/16 to May 2017.
Right. I mean, they probably have, you know, they could have different phones for...
What about we keep hearing from Bill Binney and others that every text, every email that we send is metadata stored in places like Salt Lake City? Is that possible?
Well, you can ask the NSA what they store. I would not know what they store, but potentially.
Right. Andrew, what if they erased it on their phone, but they have the phone? Would it be retrievable?
Step one would be trying to get access to both of those phones, making sure we've got the password or whatever to unlock the phone. While it's still not super likely that every single message is there, it's possible and likely if they didn't intentionally wipe them clean with something like BleachBit, it's possible that some of the messages are there. So I think it's definitely worth a shot to do forensic analysis.
Well, they had to get all the other text messages, and then they, as soon as the special counsel was appointed on May 17th, boom, they find the text again. It literally was gone in this crucial, it sounds like Watergate, and what was it, the missing 18 minutes of erased tape?
It's super fishy.
What about emails? Is it the same, Luke, with email servers, like you use Gmail or MSN or AOL, whatever? I mean, do those emails get saved by those providers?
Emails get saved by those providers because they're running a server-type solution. So you can connect to, you know, you can get your email from multiple devices. So it's not stored on the individual device. It's stored centrally.
And how long do they keep them for?
Well, they can keep them. I mean, if you don't delete an email message, they'll keep them forever. Oftentimes, even if you delete a message, like Gmail, they would still store it and have it available in
they'd store it in perpetuity?
That's the agreement that you make with Google. What they do with it is kind of their business.
So the answer is we don't know if they'd be able to retrieve an email.
Right. An email would be much more likely to be retrievable because you can go to the server and get it. There's no such thing as a text message server.
But considering it's the 5 critical months in question here, that the text messages are missing, and then they just mysteriously reappear the day after the special counsel is appointed. Do any of you, does that pass the smell test for any of you? Because it doesn't for me.
It's hard to explain another way, Sean.
In other words, it was an 18-minute gap in the Watergate tapes. It doesn't meet the smell test that they weren't erased on purpose, does it?
I mean, I would need, you know, I don't have the data to be able to look at that. I guess there are two parts of this. One would be to see, you know, who owns those phones. Are those FBI phones? And were similar things happening to other FBI phones at the time? Or was it specific to these two people's phones, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable. All right, I want to thank you both. Andrew, thank you. Luke, thank you. Good to talk to you again. Quickly, we'll grab a call. Mary Beth in Arkansas. Mary Beth, how are you? Glad you called.
I'm great. How are you today, Sean? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Well, do you think we'll ever get the answers to any of this stuff?
Yes. Yes.
You do?
I think this is a case of obstruction of justice. I think this is the single... We have here now the cover-up, which will end up being worse than the actual crimes, although the crimes here are severe because we've weaponized the intelligence community and the powerful tools of intelligence to be used in a way against a presidential candidate to impact an election and to also destroy an incoming president. Absolutely.
Well, let me tell you something. Every day you tell all of us, let not your heart be troubled.
Yeah, my heart's troubled. I'm not going to lie.
Well, let me tell you something. My heart's not troubled since we all elected President Trump. And, you know, this is just crap. I mean, it just is on and on and on. And so many things good are happening for the United States of America and the American people. It just gets all bogged down with all this stuff because, you know, I'm sure it's all disappeared and I don't even know if we'll ever hear any truth to it.
We're getting very, very close. We have enough information now, as I said, to fire and investigate a whole lot of people. We need a special counsel now appointed for the reasons that I outlined in the beginning of the show. There's no doubt about it. Let's say hi to Michael, who's in Melbourne, Florida. Michael, how are you?
Sean, how's it going today?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Doing great down here in sunny Florida, my man.
Lucky you. Rub it in.
We're waiting till you're down here full time, my man.
I'm coming. I'm coming.
Got things to do, though, with what you're doing. First point I've got, I think it's really interesting. Nobody's really talking about how Hillary Clinton used $10 to $12 million, let's say, in her donors' money to come up with a fake, you know, dossier against, you know, elect Trump at the time. You know, nobody's really talking about how crooked, you know, from their point of view. These are people that work hard for their money, too, and she used their money to drum up, you know, lies instead of working hard, to go.
Yeah, I've often said to, like, people, you ever watch any of these crime shows like Locked Up or Lock Up or whatever you call them? And yeah, I got to be honest, I've always watched it. I'm like, sometimes I'm amazed the effort that people put into being criminals. And I'm like, if you ever put the time, the dedication, the attention into being a good person and doing something legal, you'd probably be very successful.
Exactly it. And we know, though, that we all knew that she wasn't as good of a candidate as she thought she was. And so this just pretty much backs that up. Obviously, too, the other thing, very interesting that 5 months worth of FBI text messages disappear, just like your last expert said.
They didn't disappear. Let me tell you, they were erased.
Towards the whole FBI department and see how many of all of their phones were wiped out as well. Yeah. You know, they need to go against all of this. So, Sean, like I said, man, we're thinking about you down here in sunny Florida.
I appreciate it.
Keep doing what you're doing, Sean.
You know, I got a really nice text from somebody, and somebody wrote me and said, you know, I at times doubt you, and the person writes, but you have been so dead on and ahead of the curve on all of this. It was just a nice thank you note, but it's not just me. We have an unbelievable team. That's part of this. We have deputized a million people that are all working hard on this every day, so I can't take the credit. I'm just a big mouth with a face for it. 800. I'm a spoke in the wheel. Right, Lisa? I mean, Linda?
Lisa works so hard.
I know. Right, that's going to wrap things up for today. All right, where is the gap? How do we have 5 missing months of emails between Peter Strzok and his mistress, Lisa Page? And what role now do we know that the former Attorney General Loretta Lynch played in all of this? Obviously, she knew the decision ahead of time, and we've got the evidence. We'll have a full, complete investigation. We were right. Your media wrong again. I'll explain tonight at 9. See you then and back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.